AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Stormy weather across the Midwest is being blamed for a tragedy in Missouri. A boat carrying tourists on a lake in Branson flipped over and sank, killing 11 people, maybe more. Five people are still missing. Sheriff Doug Rader.
There was some heavy wind and it was having problems through the wind.
To the north in Iowa, unexpected tornadoes flattened buildings and injured at least 17 people in three cities, Marshalltown, Bondurant, and Pella. Elise Buchelman lives in Pella, but had never seen a tornado.
This is my first time seeing a tornado, so it was crazy. It was very scary, but it was also, your adrenaline was just so high. It was a really weird experience.
She talked to WOI-TV. No word from the Kremlin yet on whether President Putin will accept President Trump's controversial invitation to the White House, though Moscow's ambassador to the U.S. says they're ready to discuss it. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Even as the nation's intelligence community warns Russia will no doubt again try to meddle in November's midterm elections, the Trump administration says discussions are underway to have Putin visit the nation's capital. No Russian leader has entered the White House in nearly a decade, and inviting Putin to the executive mansion would mark a dramatic extension of legitimacy to a leader long isolated by the West.
The NFL's new rule requiring players on the field to stand for the national anthem now on hold as the league and the union talk it out.
They're working on a resolution to the anthem issue. In the meantime, they say they've come to a standstill agreement on the players' union grievance and the NFL's anthem policy. They say no new rules will be issued or enforced while the talks are ongoing.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. This is AP Radio News. President Trump isn't happy about interest rate hikes.
With a strengthening economy, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is picking up the pace of rate hikes.
I put a very good man in the Fed. I don't necessarily agree with it because he's raising interest rates.
Last month, the Fed raised its benchmark rate for a second time this year, with two more increases expected by the end of the year.
I don't like all of this work that we're putting into the economy, and then I see rates going up. I see China where look at what's happening with their currency. It's dropping like a rock.
The president told CNBC he's not thrilled with rate hikes, but he's letting Powell and the Fed do what they feel is best. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Canada is warning the Trump administration that it will hit back if the U.S. taxes Canadian automotive products. Many experts have argued that taxes on those imports would lead to a lot of layoffs on both sides of the border. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.